Okay, I'm reading the Mishnah one more time with us. The Mishnah says, "Imer say maskirim gvuros kashamim." When do you start mentioning maaser ruchim or negeshim gvuros kashamim? Rabbi Elazar Omer miyontav rishon shalchag, the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer miyontav achron shalchag. Again, there's a Mishnah we're doing right now. The last days of Sukkot. Shmiya tzeres simchas Torah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua explains why he holds that way instead of the first days. Ho ve'ina gvuros kashamim el simchag. Since having rain in the first days, which is Sukkot time, is bad for the chag, meaning you have to leave your sukkah there, and it's a siman klala. Lamu masker, why would you ever want to mention rain during the first days of chag? Abul Rabbi Lazar, Eliezer, afanilo amarti dishol ela haskir. But when I saw, I didn't say you should ask for it. I just said you should mention it, that it should come in its right time. So it says Gemara, I'm low and Cain, lo mi masker. If that's the case, then why do we ever stop mentioning it? It's just about mentioning Hashem should bring things in the right time. And why start now? Why should you ever stop? You should just always mention it. That's all it is. We didn't have a line mission. We'll say later on the Gemara what exactly means. You should not ask for, which is we tell the same talamata the bracha. Do not ask for gesham except for when it should be this line gesham. Again, we'll see what that line means later on in the Gemara. And finally, the tzak lachar yudo omer is how we paskin over the fnei teva biyom tova achron shalchag achron shalchag achron maskir rishon ina maskir. When a person, the Shliach Tzibur, and the Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the last days of Sukkot, so the Achron, referring to Musaf, he mentions Ma'aser Ruach Regeshem, and the Rishon,
he means like the Omer
Chag. The Shliach Tzibur, I mean, and actually, Eretz Yisrael is a little different, but in America is how it works. The Shliach Tzibur, Dafka, mentions it, and from now on, everyone else mentions it from this point forward. In Eretz Yisrael, it happens to be that the Shliach Tzibur mentions it before he davens Musaf, so we all mention it in Musaf in Israel. The Rishon, the Shachar is Eino Maskir, does not mention it. Because the Rishon of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, a Rishon Maskir, Achor Eino Maskir. The first days of Pesach, the Rishon means Shachar still mentions Maskir Ruchim Negeshim. And then the Acharon does not mention it, which is the Musaf. By that point in time, we switch over either to Merida Thal or to nothing. Okay, that was the Mishnah we did.
Rishon Shachar is and Acharon is Musaf?
Exactly. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana Hecha Kai Dikatani Imasai. This line over here comes up a few places in Chas, really mostly in Brachos, the very first Amud in Brachos, after the Mishnah. Says, our Tana, where was he talking about that he says Me'imasai? Meaning, where do you see in the first place there's a rule like this that you now mentioned? Well, when do you say? Where do you ever find the idea of mentioning Ma'aser Ruchim Negeshim at all in Chas? Now we're discussing, well, when should we say it? What part should we say it in? Tana, again, our Tana Hecha Kai, where is he? What's he going off of? The katana that he taught over here, Me'imasai, when should you actually mention it? Meaning, where do you even know it is a din to mention in the first place? Marzatana Hasamkai. Our Tana is going off the following Mishnah that we had seen already in Shas, and that's what we are building off of. The Kai we learned in the Mishnah in Brachos, Maskir and Gvurus Kishamim, Bitchias Mason, Visholin, Birchas Hashanim, Vavdel Vachon Nedas. In the Mishnah in Brachos, it says that we should mention Mashiva Ruach in the second Brach and Shon Esrei, Tchias Mason. Which we show El the same talamata levracha in the bracha of berachas hashanim, berachas hashanim, and we also add in havdalah in motzei Shabbos or motzei Yom Tov be'chon edas in the fourth bracha, the first of the bakashos. And therefore, since we already have a mentioning in brachos v'katani, therefore we teach now me'imasai meskirim gvuros kashamim. When do we mention? As we reference
the brachos. What's Shoalin again?
What's that?
What's Shoalin?
Like to be shown to request. So like the same tala matar bracha is a request. Hashem, you're asking, please give me matar talu matar the bracha. That's a request. So that happens in Birchas Hashanim. But the maskir and the mentioning of Hashem's kindness and His power of Mashiach Ruchim Negeshim happens in the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei in Tchias HaMeisim. So now we have already a source where we've seen it mentioned in Shas, and now we're going to build off that, and we're going to start to ask for it in Birchas Hashanim. And now the Mishnah can say, well, that we mentioned earlier on, when should we actually start mentioning Gvuros Kesham? The Gemara says, one second. V'lisni Hasam. So why don't we teach us halacha over there? Maishna the Shavke Erhacha. Why do we wait until now? Meaning, if we mention in Seder Zeroyim, Rashi points out, Mesechus Brachos in Seder Zeroyim, why wait an entire next Seder and well into that Seder, Mesechus Tainus, to start mentioning something we had already seen referenced so long ago? Wouldn't it make sense to kind of elaborate on this din over there? Wouldn't that make more sense? That's the question that the Gemara right now asks. So Ella Tana, right? You know what? That's not what we're building off of. We're not building off of the discussion we had in Brachos. That's way too far from now. Rather, what are we building off? Ella Tana Rosh Hashanah Salik. Our Tana was building off of Rosh Hashanah. Did not learn the mission of Rosh Hashanah. Uvechag Nidon Alamayim. We mentioned the Chag and Rosh Hashanah brings down that on Sukkos we are judged for amount of waterfall, the amount, and later on we figure out with Bracha or Klala, but we're judged on the amount of water that will come that year. That is judged on Rosh Hashanah time. And therefore, V'aydi d'tana u'b'chag nidon l'mayim, since we taught that on Sukkos we're going to be judged for how much water rainfall will come that year, Tana, we teach, so now we teach, you know what? If it's already a bracha of Rosh Hashanah time, how much is going to come? When should we start mentioning rain in our tefillah? Okay, so that is now we explained at least why we're starting, what's it building off of. Again, whenever we say Me'emasai, from where do we start this from? That implies that we know this is already a din. Where do we know this from a din? Not bracha, it's too far away. But Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Aaron, what do you got?
What does Salik mean?
It means left off. So Rosh Hashanah, we left off on this topic, and we're picking it up right now in Mesechta's Tainus. And they're both in the Seder Moed, which makes more sense to stay at least within the same Seder.
How close are they?
Four Mesechta's apart.
You're not jumping all Seder, though.
Exactly. That's Rashi's point. Rashi here points out that they're staying still within the same Seder, exactly. Okay. My son's checking how many Mesechta's there are apart. How many are apart, really? He'll tell me. Okay. Says the Gemara, we're listening to Emosai Mazkirin Ala Gashanim.
They're right next to each other.
What is?
It's Yuma, Sukkah, Beitza, the Rosh Hashanah, the Tainus. Rosh Hashanah, or the Tainus.
That's not an hour. Not in the Gemara, the way Gemara is ordered, I don't think.
What's the Mishnah's order?
Yeah, let me see. Where's Megillah? Yud? Where's Tainus? Is it Tet? Oh, maybe it isn't before. No, Chet Beitza. Rosh Hashanah is Hey. Whoa. In Gemara. Anyways, in Mishnah it has them that back to back, but in Gemara it has a number of Mesechta between them. Okay. Says the Gemara, "V'lusni me'emasai maskiun al Gshamim." Why don't we say when do we mention Gshamim? My Gvuros Gshamim. Why are we throwing the word Gvuros in there? Meaning, why am I highlighting or describing the Gshamim as Gvuros? Why don't we say when we mention Gshamim? So, Rabbi Yochanan, you mention Yoredim Gvura. The reason why is because we're trying to tell you two things: the halacha number one of when should you actually ask for rain, number two to let you know that it comes and it comes strong, as it says in Emar, Oseg Gvuros Adin Cheker Ve'in Cheker. Niflaos ad emispar. Hashem does great things until you can't even measure. Wondrous things you can't count. And Exim says also, anose matra al pnei aretz v'shalech mayim al pnei chutzos. And among those things is Hashem gives matra, gives rainfall across the land, and he throws water throughout. He gives water throughout the land as well. So the Mars over here, well, okay, my mashra, what implied, what there, do you see anything about Gvuros? That's very nice that Hashem does wondrous things, and part of that has to do with rainfall. Where do you see anything at all about the word of Gvuros? It says, Gemara, I'm a Rav Barshilo, Asya Cheker Cheker, Mibriyas Sholom. It's a Gzera Shavah, the word Cheker we had by rainfall. We had again, also goes on a Cheker. And then we have also, and we said that referred to rainfall. We have also Cheker, the word Cheker, and Briyas Sholom, the creation of the world. As it says in Yeshayah, as we quoted already, Hashem does wondrous things which refer to rainfall until Anecheker can't even investigate them. Ksivah says over there, referring to Bereshis, the creation in Yeshayah, Aleyadata im lo shamate el keolam, Hashem borek sos haaretz lo yaif lo yiga ein cheker l'tzbunasom, which means, Hashem, do you not know, have you not heard that Hashem, the master of the world, he created the entire land. He is not exhausted. He did not tire out. There is no cheker l'tzbunasa. There is no end to his tzbunas. We made a gzeira shava between briyasa shel olam and rain. So where's the gvura part? Uksiv, and it says regarding briyasa shel olam, mechin harim bikocho nezar b'gvura. Hashem prepared the mountains with his strength. He girded it with gvura. We see here, just like we have a description of creation of the world being Gvura, and the word cheker is in creation of the world, so too the cheker that we have by rain also is done, the gvura, and that's how we get the idea that we have gvuras gishon. That's the Gemara. Okay, so we have first part down pat so far, hopefully. And again, the Christian quickly recap we did outside so far. The Gemara wants to know, why are we starting with Shum here with where do we even know to do in the first place? We put a brachos and not brachos. That's too far away. We go Rosh Hashanah. We said, okay, well, what about what's Gvuros Shum? We compared it then to Briasa Olam. Now the Gemara here says, but where do you see this idea that should be mentioned in Tefillah? Minala did a Tefillah. How do we see that this should be mentioned in our davening? Time of the Nebraisa. We should serve Hashem and with all of our hearts. What does it mean serving Hashem with your heart? What's an avoda that's in your heart? Davening is an avoda that's in your heart. Uksib Basri says after this description of tefila, sounds familiar from Shema, hopefully. And we see over here that after it describes our avoda shebelev b'chol avavchem. It talks about rainfall. Hashem will give rainfall. We see over here, the idea of tefillah, rainfall, being mentioned in davening, is from this juxtaposition that's found in Kriyat Shema. Okay, so now we have, again, we've now explained, not only does it fall, but it's worth mentioning and davening for it in our davening. Fine. Now, speaking of just this idea of rainfall, I guess our first real guy to be here, Amar Yochanan, Yimam Avtechos B'Yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that are Hashem's hand that he does not give over to a shliach, to a messenger to use. Now, both Rashi and also here explain that he doesn't give it over to a messenger forever. There are times we do find certain malachim or certain neviim had the ability to bring some of these three things, but it was always in Hashem's hand, you know, to give out whenever he felt the need to, but he always took it right back. What are these three things? The Eluhain. Mavteach Shel is a different gears here. We'll read the gears we have in our Gemara. Mavteach Shel Gishamim. Mavteach Shel Chaya. Mavteach Shel Tchias HaMesim. Which is the key of rain, the key of childbirth. Chaya means childbirth. And the key of Tchias HaMesim. We're now going to prove it. Mavteach Shel Gishamim. Dechsev Yiftach Hashem Lachos Otzeroa Tov. Tashemayim Laseis Matar Tachavito. Hashem opens for us his great Otzar, his great treasure house. Of Shemayim to give us rain in the land at the right time. So we see Hashem opens up the gates of rain. Mavtech shel chay minayin. We know that Hashem holds the key to childbirth. Tachsim vayiskor Elokim es Rachel vayishama eileha Elokim vayiftach es Rachma. That Hashem opens up her wound. It was locked, and who opens it up? Hashem opens it up. We'll get the two dots here at the top of the page, and then finally Mavtech shel tchias emesim. The Mavtech of reemergence in life, minayin tachsiv, yitetem ki ani Hashem, bepitchi es kivro seichem. Again, Hashem opens up the kever, which means tchias emesim, it opens it up, meaning Hashem holds the key to the kever. The Gemara says, marava amri af maftech shal parnasa. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they added a fourth key Hashem always holds, which is the key for parnasa. It says, we say it in the Asher every day, poseach es yadecha. Who must be a lechol charetzon? Hashem opens up his hands again. It's locked. He opens up his hands. He satisfies the needs of everybody. So we see there's a fourth one. My time lo kachashiv laha. Why did Rabbi Yochanan add that one? And why do we have those three and not add this fourth one? Arm lecha gishamim nami ainu parnasa. Gisham is parnasa. Again, gisham is our parnasa for agricultural land. Rainfall creates sustenance, and therefore that rainfall is something significant and important for Parnassa, and therefore it already was mentioned in Parnassa. We'll stop over here. I just